morning. We have the famous, the infamous, the mover, the groover, a man with many talents. Recently attended, organized, isn't it, the Black Tie event in London?
Yeah, part of the organization team.
Yeah. So, okay, and that goes on to the topic, trying to do business again. I think we were having a discussion just before we started, really. Lucky Singh and I were having a bit of a discussion about equity release, and obviously I'm not that familiar with it, but I was taking an input from Lucky to find out where equity release comes into the game. And it is about an easy route to money, but it's got certain conditions on it. Now, a lot of people we've got come to us. Lucky deals with lots of the large family offices, you know, 10 million plus. I deal with smaller clients, but all of them are looking for cash. Is that right, Lucky? You know, everyone's looking for money. Is that right?
On the whole, yeah, people are looking for some sort of debt funding or equity funding.
Yeah. So what are you going to say that equity, how does your equity lead fall into this? Because remember, we are primer in the commercial unregulated market. We don't touch regulated stuff. That's what you say, Lucky. But why is a topic sort of steering towards something which is regulated? Why are you going to say, are we talking about it? Well, the reason we put this topic down is equity release is an easy, sure, short entry into releasing money from your property and using that money to effectively pay off bills, any debts, even use for business, even until the extent of paying out your children, their inheritance money, etc., etc. And it's an excellent way of getting money. But there is a big if in this matter. The if revolves around credit file. And as we know, most things in the market all need someone to have a clean credit file. Now, I think one of the major stumbling blocks you have, Lucky, when you're doing commercial lending is that you may see some quality in a project, or you may see some angle on a deal, but the people who are coming to you for money, what are the shortfalls, one of the stumbling blocks, and most of all of them, is their credit worthiness. Is that correct, Lucky?
And that's 100% correct, yeah. So I think it's can't really release money unless you've got very good credit. And credit can only be, you can only get good credit by keeping up with all your records and making sure your credit cards are paid in time. There's no arrears, no defaults, no CCJs, et cetera, no court judgments, et cetera.
Yes. So credit file is the biggest stumbling. So therefore, what is the alternative then goes into the commercial zone? Because in the regulated market, if your credit is no good for equity release, it's not going to be good for anything, is it, Lucky Singh? Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
So now you're going to get pushed into commercial lending. Is that right? And with commercial lending, what are the benefits, Lucky? I mean, a lot of people don't know about cash flow bridging or bridging money quickly or how to get access to quick money by releasing equity from their property on a commercial capacity. And there's certain limitations on that, isn't there, Lucky? And there's certain easements on it. So you can tell us first what those restrictions are on equity from unregulated lending.
Okay, so if you can't get, you need money, there are lots of alternative ways of getting funding if you can't get it from a regulated lender. So you can get access to personal loans or business loans. You can get first charge loans on assets you've got money in, but you haven't got good credit. And you can also get second charge loans on your house if you're putting the money into a business. So there's a lot of commercial or unregulated lending that you can pull into the equation. And you can actually get the funding, believe it or not, pretty cheap, even if you've got bad credit. There are a lot of adverse lenders out there that cater for this market.
Excellent. And I assume one of the main purposes of raising money, especially after the lockdown, is debt settlement. Is that right, Lucky?
Yeah, I think debt settlement also is an area where you can consolidate your debts and come up with a payment plan with lenders. Although it does actually bring your credit rating down, there are quite a lot of debt settlement type solutions out there. So if anybody needs assistance in any of these areas, we've got whole swathes of different types of teams that can help in different areas of debt and raising money.